Number 8. Researchers experience major difficulties in drafting the consent to future uses paragraph of the information leaflet. This paragraph only applies if you have indicated in the ethics application form, section E3, that you plan to retain data for future research as yet unknown, or you have indicated in the application form in section F that you plan to retain samples for future research as yet unknown. If this is the case, you will need a consent to future uses paragraph in your information leaflet. The European Data Protection Board is currently drafting guidance on consent to future uses. Pending this guidance, it is advisable that you be as specific as possible in relation to the potential future uses. You must give your patients options. Any future use of their data or samples must be subject to Research Ethics Committee approval. The options they must be given must include whether they are open to future research in related areas of research to this research study or in unrelated areas of research to this research project. And 2, whether they wish to be consented in respect to future use of their data or samples, or whether they would be open to research taking place using their data and samples without further consent. You must also give patients the option to express their preferences in respect to future research which is commercial in nature, i.e. in conjunction with commercial organisations. With future research as yet unknown, you must be as specific as possible. You must keep patients informed as more information becomes available. You must give patients more options as more information becomes available, and you must allow patients to withdraw from future use of their data or samples at any time and to change their mind about future use of their data or samples. Evolving guidance in respect to future use is that where future use, i.e. broad consent, is obtained, it must be as specific as possible, as transparent as possible, and provide patients with as many options as possible.